It doesn't take a big faith to see the miracle power of God manifest. It just takes a pure faith, one that's not diluted or counterbalanced by unbelief. That's a tremendous truth, and that's what we're talking about today, so stay tuned for the gospel truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing my teaching on hardness of heart, and I've been talking about this for nearly 4 weeks. We've covered a lot of material, and I've got a book out entitled Hardness of Heart. I've got a new 4-tape series on hardness of heart. I expanded it from 3 to 4, and I encourage you to get these materials. I don't have time to go back and summarize all of the things that I've been saying, but I tell you, it really would be good for you if you got this whole teaching. You know, this teaching on hardness of heart, it's not what I'd call deep. It's really simple, but it is different than what most people have heard. And the things that I'm teaching right here in this last part of this teaching, it's just like there's layers. Things, it's not like I'm saying just one thing that is different and explaining it. I'm saying lots of things that are just totally radical and different than the ways most people have thought. And because of that, you really need to get this teaching in its entirety. And it's really helpful to have it in a form to where instead of being broken into 30-minute shows like we do here on television, if you have it in CD, book form, cassette tape form, to where you can listen to it in its entirety and go back and listen to it over and over. That's the way that you sensitize your heart. That's the way that you get something to soak in and penetrate the crust that is on our life and get down on the inside of it. So I encourage you to get these materials. We're drawing to the end of this teaching, and we won't be offering this very long. So please go to the effort. I know many of you are saying, man, I need to hear this, and yet you let this television program or my radio program suffice, and you think that that's going to do it. I'm telling you, you need to get this teaching and let it soak in. So please take advantage of that. We were dealing out of Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 yesterday, where the disciples tried to cast the demon out of a boy who had some type of seizures, and they spoke in faith. They did what they had done before, and yet this time they didn't see the right results. And they came to Jesus and said, why couldn't we cast him out? Now, the pat answer that is nearly always given is, well, you just didn't believe God. If you would have believed God, you would get the right results. I do agree that you have to believe in order to receive, but I think it's too simplistic to say that if you didn't receive, it's always because you just didn't have any faith. That's not the answer that Jesus gave. When they said, why couldn't we cast this demon out? Jesus said unto them, it's because of your unbelief. And on our program yesterday, I was making this point that it is possible to believe and yet disbelieve at the same time. They are not mutually exclusive. And this is the reason. It's one reason. Now, sometimes people don't receive because there wasn't faith on their part. They weren't believing God. They were just praying out of desperation. They needed it. They wanted it. But that's not faith. There is no doubt that there's a lot of people that don't receive from God because they don't operate in faith. But there are people, and I believe I have experienced this myself, to where I did have faith, and yet I didn't see the desired result, not because I didn't have faith, but because I had unbelief also present that diluted and negated my faith. You know, I've used this illustration before. It's just like if I had a huge weight in front of me that was so heavy, you know, you had to hook a horse up to it or something, you know, with that kind of power to drag and to move this weight. If I was to hook that horse up and if he was to release his power, he could move that weight. But what if you had a horse of equal strength hooked up, pulling in the opposite direction? If you had equal forces pulling on this weight in opposite directions, then there could be tremendous force exerted, and yet the net effect would be that the weight wouldn't move because the forces canceled each other out. See, I believe that that's what Jesus is saying. It wasn't the fact that the disciples didn't believe. They did have faith, but this time They had unbelief present, and the unbelief negated, counterbalanced. It diluted their faith that they had to the point that they didn't see the right results. And I don't think that most people have considered this. Most people just think, you know, if I would have really believed God, then I would have gotten the right results. And so they're confused because to their best of their knowledge, they did believe God, and yet they didn't see the healing or the deliverance or whatever it is that they're praying for. I think you also need to consider that you can have faith and yet have unbelief at the same time. As a matter of fact, we're talking about this story of where Jesus cast this demon out of a lunatic boy and he was healed. This same thing is recorded in Mark chapter 9. It's the exact same story, but there's a little bit more detail. When the father brought the child to Jesus to cast this demon out, look what it says in Mark chapter 9 in verse 20. It says, they brought him unto him. They brought this demon-possessed lunatic boy unto Jesus. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked the father, this is talking about Jesus, asked the father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now, again, the story is that the boy had already had the disciples minister to him and try and cast this demon that was causing these seizures out of him, and it didn't work. Now they brought him to Jesus, and as he came to Jesus, he fell on the ground and began to wallow and foam. And when this happened, Jesus asked the father, he says, how long has he had this? And he said, since a child. And finally, the father says, if you can do anything, have compassion on us. You know what? The man had faith. That's the reason he brought his child to Jesus and to Jesus' disciples in the first place. But the disciples had already been ministering to him, and he hadn't seen the right results. Here, when they brought the boy to Jesus, instead of the boy getting better, he had a seizure right in front of Jesus. And you know what? It was beginning to wear on the father, and the father actually was beginning to break and begin to express unbelief. And he said, if you can do anything. You know, that's not a statement of faith. That wasn't a positive thing. I know you can heal, but rather, if you can do anything. This man's faith was beginning to crack, and he was basically throwing it all back on Jesus. You know, it's your responsibility. If you can do anything, have mercy on us and deliver my son. And look what Jesus said in verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Jesus threw the responsibility right back on this father. He says, it's not a question of if I can do it, if I can believe. It's a question of if you can believe. And he challenged this man to believe and to trust that God was going to deliver his son. And look what happened in verse 24. It says, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Now see, this man was expressing something here that I've been trying to say on our program today. He says, Lord, I do have faith, but I also have unbelief. Now again, that's not the way that most people think today. Most people think that faith and unbelief are mutually exclusive. And if they pray and don't see something happen, they think that it's always this simple answer of, well, you just didn't believe God. If you would have believed God, you would have received. Again, I say, you do have to believe God to receive, but it's possible to believe and not receive because you have unbelief present that negates it. This man was expressing that. He says, Lord, I believe, but I've got unbelief. Now, how did Jesus respond to him? Did he say, hey, that's wrong. If you believed, there would be zero unbelief. Nope, that's not what he did. You know what? Jesus just turned around and ministered and helped the father and cast the demon out of this boy. In other words, Jesus didn't rebuke this man. He didn't correct his theology. This man said, I believe, I have faith, and I have unbelief at the same time. And I believe that that was a true statement. As a matter of fact, you could also take Mark chapter 11, verse 23, and Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith come to pass. He's talking about having faith. He says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now notice, he said, and shall believe, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith. Jesus here was talking about having faith, but at the same time he says, and don't doubt in your heart. Now, why would Jesus tell them not to doubt if faith automatically meant you had no doubt? Again, I could go on and on, but I hope you see the principle I'm trying to establish. It's possible to have faith and believe and yet have your faith not accomplish the right results because it is counterbalanced or negated, or you could say diluted, by unbelief. Now, that is a concept that most people don't have. You know, again, let me just use another illustration. If you could imagine that I've got two thermometers here in front of me, you know, the kind of thermometers that we use to gauge temperature or something like that. And if one thermometer was your faith and the other thermometer was your unbelief, most people don't even have a way of gauging their unbelief. They just think that, you know, if I've got a problem, and if I can build my faith, they see their faith going up. And if I could just increase my faith, then I could see the answer. And if their faith isn't sufficient, well, then what they think they need to do is to get other people to pray with them and pool their faith. And together their faith may reach a level that it will accomplish the deliverance they're looking for. You know, what I'm saying is that not only do you have a faith gauge over here, and according to what Jesus said, you just need a tiny bit of faith. You don't need a huge amount of faith. The problem is that we have this gauge over here on our unbelief, and very few people even acknowledge that it exists. Instead of trying to build your faith high, what you've got to do is decrease this unbelief. And when you get your unbelief down to zero, you will find out that a little mustard seed amount of faith, just the same faith that you use to get born again with, is enough faith to see a mountain cast into the sea. It's enough faith to see cancer healed, heart problems healed, to see the dead raised. It doesn't take huge faith. It just takes a pure faith. I think that's what Jesus was trying to talk about and say here in the 17th chapter of Matthew. And this is a concept that most of us just haven't had. Again, I want to stress, I think this is one of the most important things you could ever learn. You need more than what you're hearing on this program. I think these materials would really help you. So please listen as our announcer gives you that information, and then join me again on Monday for our Gospel Truth.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request TK59 titled The Cure when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to invite you to join me as a partner of our Gospel Truth ministry. You know, we are reaching the world not only through radio, but also television, DVDs, books, CDs, just every way that we possibly can. We have Bible schools scattered around the world. We are preaching the gospel literally around the world. Over 2.2 billion people can get our broadcast and our materials. And it just takes a lot of money to make all of that happen. So I'd like to invite you to join with me on a monthly basis as our partner. Our announcer is going to give you some information, and I encourage you to pray about it and then call or write today and become a partner with the Gospel Truth.